over the years. Is it special to coming to those that don't get game day on a yearly basis?
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody does a great job hosting us, but I do think there's a little extra adrenaline among the fans and the vibe that you can feel in the community when you come to a place where game day hasn't been there in a long time. Obviously, my first year on the show, so I'm experiencing it for the first time from a football standpoint, but basketball I've done for 10 years, and we found the same thing to be true. When you go to a place where they're not accustomed to having the whole spectacle that is game day, and football is a much larger spectacle than the basketball show, it's, people get pretty excited. It's kind of cool.
As you study up for this, what did you learn about the youth you didn't know?
Well, I mean, look, I think they've been a brand name for a while, and people are pretty familiar with what they can do. Obviously, I didn't expect them to go in and trounce Oregon the way they did. I think the depth that they've shown in different places, they had a couple of injuries in spots, and they've been able to overcome that. And you know, Travis Wilson's played great. So, you know, I think this is a test where we're going to find out how much of a contender they are in the Pac-12 South. And, you know, road teams have had great success in conference play so far. I think they're 9-2. So protecting home field is difficult, and this is a great environment, and it'll be a test for them on Saturday night to do it against a really, really good quarterback and a good offense.
Do you remember a season where we knew so little after 5-6 weeks?
You know, you think back, and I don't know that we're quite to the 2007 chaos yet, but it's sort of trending in that direction. I still believe that Ohio State's the best team. I know they haven't always played the best, but when you combine the potential they have, and I'm not even talking about last year, if you just look at the talent they have, they seem to have fixable issues. I think the other teams that we're talking about maybe have other issues that you think maybe are fixable, but you don't know. I think that's the thing I'm most certain of, is that I think Ohio State's the best team. Doesn't mean they'll win. Doesn't mean they'll win the championship again, but I think that they are the best team. But Utah's trying to prove they belong in that top four as well.
How important is it for college football in general to be able to showcase programs that don't usually get the national attention that Alabama or USC get on a regular basis?
Well, I think you've seen a lot of programs over the last, 10, 15 years sort of move into the upper echelon, I always call it Oregon, like a nouveau riche program. You know, they're thought of by the younger generation right now as a quote-unquote traditional power. Those of us who are older don't think that way. I mean, we recognize that they are an elite team now, but we don't attach the word tradition to them. So I think what you see now is the opportunity for more programs, whether it's by conference realignment, which Utah has navigated beautifully to become one of the big boys. Now, you know, they probably don't have the resources and the money and the long-term history of Alabama and Ohio State and SC. Doesn't matter. They just have to win in 2015, and they've shown the commitment to be able to compete at that level now, and they're doing so. So I think it is important to highlight the world outside the quote-unquote traditional powers, but I also think the younger fan base, their definition of who those powers are is much broader than maybe some people who are older.
What would you say are the keys to the game this Saturday, and how do you think it will change the perception nationally going forward with the college football playoff?
The second part's a hard question. I think the first one is getting some stops against Jared Goff. I mean, Utah obviously played perfectly against Oregon. I don't know that you look at their offense and look at it as the same type of high-powered offense that Cal has. So I don't know if it suits them to get into a 52-49 type game. So probably getting the game the way they want it, running the football effectively, and getting a few key stops on Goff. They're not going to hold them to 10, but, you know, better to hold them to 24-30 than to try to, you know, try to outscore them at 52-49 or something.
Of course, over his last four. Are you going to give him any tips so he can get one right?
I don't think I need to be giving him tips. Did you see my super dog pick last week? That didn't work out so well. I picked SMU to beat East Carolina. They were leading for a while, and then it went badly. Coach doesn't need my help. He'll be fine. We're trying to cook up some positive mojo for him this week to get him back on the right track.
Reese, what keeps the atmosphere of game day so special? I mean, year after year, going to different cities, and what kind of sustains it to be something that really has a life of its own?
Passion for the game, and I know that sounds a little cliched, but I think the biggest compliment I can pay all of my teammates is if all of us were doing something else for a living, we would probably not do those jobs nearly as well, because we'd be spending so much time thinking about, reading about, watching, and studying college football because we love it. And we talk about it ridiculous amount of the time. And I think that, hopefully anyway, I mean, people at home ultimately have to judge this, but I think that comes through. And I think people know that we like what we do and that we care about the sport, and we appreciate the investment that the players and coaches make into it. And we want to showcase that. And obviously with this show, you showcase the fans, because the atmosphere that I'm sure we'll see out here on Saturday morning, and it certainly we saw through a deluge of rain at Clemson last week, was special. And it's college football, to me, it's part of who people are that are I mean, the huge fans. It becomes a little bit more important than just rooting for a team. Now, is that a good thing? Am I saying that people make it as important as their real life issues? I don't think so. But it is important to them. On the level of things that are their hobbies and interests and passions, it means something. And it hurts when their team loses, and it feels great when they win, and they're part of that. It's part of who they are.
What is the craziest thing you've seen or heard about happening in the College Game Day crowds that you can tell us on TV?
Well, there might be some untold stories out there, but I would say that probably last week, those guys at Clemson just taking swan dives into the mud seemed a little outrageous. And the guy, sloppy body guy, we called him. I don't even know the poor kid's name, but a couple years ago when they were at Clemson, he got up on his buddy's shoulders behind Pollock and ripped off his shirt and started pouring some beverage on him. And he shows up again last week, same thing. And then some of the guys were diving in the mud. So that was, that's been right up there so far in my 6 weeks on the show.
What can this game do for a team like Utah, who's a top five team but is looking to get into that national college playoff landscape?
Well, see, this is the great thing about Utah now. They don't have to worry about all of that. They don't have to worry about, years gone by when Urban was here, or the great team they had in 2008. They don't have to worry about people trying to accept them. Win the Pac-12. Just win your games. That's all you really have to do. I'm not saying that necessarily guarantees you a spot. It'll depend on their record. But it certainly puts you in better stead than it would otherwise. And you don't have to you don't have to prove that your schedule was the same as somebody else's. You don't have to prove that you've had the same test. You do, because you're in the Pac-12. So it really, it's another step toward winning a conference championship. Now, there are a lot of steps to be taken, especially in this conference and in this particular division, as balanced as it is. But I don't think that this game's important. But I don't think it's, some landmark game where people are going to flip the switch and say, okay, that's a playoff team, because they still have a ton left to navigate the rest of the way, win or lose. I mean, everybody else is lost in the division. If Utah loses, it won't be over. So it's important. It's a big deal, but it's not a be-all, end-all, not at this point in the season, not in this league.
With the parity we've seen early on in the college football season, how much do you think that plays into the need to move the playoffs from a 4-team seed to an 8-team seed?
Well, you're talking the wrong dude. I like the 4. And I'm not just saying that as a company standpoint, because I was probably one of the last holdouts that thought the BCS was more good than bad. I'm not saying it was perfect, but it gave us a lot of matchups that we wouldn't have seen otherwise over the years. But as time went on, we reached a point where the atmosphere and the demand was right for 4 teams. I think that's where we are. And I don't think the atmosphere and demand is right. The only people that want 8 teams are teams when their team gets left out. And that's disappointing when it happens last year for a TCU or a Baylor. But if you look back, last year was an odd year. If you look back over the entire history of the BCS, 16 years we had the BCS, not one time in that span did we have conference champions from those 5 conferences all either undefeated or 1 loss. Not once. Last year was the aberration. There are going to be some years when even the 4-team playoff is going to rob us of the game we want to see. I mean, we're going to have a couple of undefeated teams at the top at 1-2, and they're going to be playing a couple of 2-loss teams. And somebody's going to get nicked, and we're not going to get the game that everybody's been pointing to the whole year. So I think that 4 is perfect for where we are in college football right now. It was a huge success with the fans last year. I think the players liked it. The best thing is, as I weave off of football a little bit, is that they did something for the players and their families, and we'll do even more this year to get their families to the games. And so I think that 4 is the right spot. Will there come a day? I don't know how many years that is, 8, 10, 12, 15 years, I don't know. There will come a day when 8's right,
but I don't think it's as close as most people do. Many people do.
Any guesses on who's your celebrity picker tomorrow?
Not telling you. I know who it is, but I'm not telling you.
Who's your favorite to win the Pac-12 this year?
How could you ask me that after my favorite got beat for the second time last night? That's who I picked in the preseason. I picked SC in the preseason, and you know, obviously, it's not over, but it's pretty respirators on. The priest is in the room, you know.
Is it Carl Malone?
Not telling you.
One more.
Johnson. Carl will probably be watching his son play at South Carolina tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Good?
Right, thanks,
guys. Appreciate it. See you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. Thanks.